Hey everyone, this is Karen, and you're listening to the Raising Tiny Disciples podcast, where parents receive encouragement in their daily journey to disciple their kids to be followers of Jesus. Discipleship isn't a program, it's a lifestyle. Now let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I am really excited about today's lesson because I really feel like it's something that all moms can relate to. We're going to talk about the anger and bitterness that comes up when we're parenting and how it grieves the Holy Spirit, but more importantly, what we can do to remedy those things, or more importantly, how the Holy Spirit can work through us to get rid of those things. But let's jump into it. This is day 3 of session 2. The title of this section is He is Present with Us. So we don't hear much about the personhood of the Holy Spirit, right? Which is why I'm very excited about what we'll unpack today, because knowing the Holy Spirit is a person is foundational to our faith. His divine personhood is what invites us to enjoy a deeply personal friendship with Him. One primary barrier to enjoying the Holy Spirit's friendship is a misconception that He is a mere symbol rather than a divine person. He is often mistaken for the things by which He is symbolized in Scripture, such as a dove, fire, or a flowing river. Each of these symbols carry beautiful significance, and are visual images that help us understand how the Holy Spirit works in our world and our lives. But He isn't confined to any of the symbols. The Spirit's personality. The Christian life is dependent on the presence and work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's only through the Spirit that we become Christians in the first place, and that we continue to grow in Christ's likeness, which is our sanctification. Because the Spirit plays such a critical role in our lives and our spiritual growth, shouldn't we desire to grow our knowledge of Him? Thankfully, the Bible paints a clear picture of the Spirit's personality to help us better understand Him. So we're going to read a few scriptures, and they come from the CSB translation. So Romans 8:27 says, "And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." In 1 Corinthians 12:11, it says, "One and the same Spirit is active in all these, distributing to each person as He determines." Ephesians 4:30 says, "And don't grieve God's Holy Spirit. You were sealed by Him for the day of redemption." So the Spirit can be grieved. That demonstrates that He has emotions. Just think about the emotions of Jesus on display throughout the Gospels. These emotions are experienced by the Father and the Spirit. And in summary, the Holy Spirit is a divine person who demonstrates for us the mind, will, and emotions of our one true God. Did you know how relational He is? How does this change or influence the way you think about Him or relate to Him? Recognizing that He has a dynamic personality changes how we relate to Him, right? He isn't an it or a symbol. He is a divine person with whom we can have a relationship. But let's not miss this. Being in a relationship with Him is not the same thing as being yielded to Him. Ooh, that hits kind of hard, doesn't it? Just like you can hurt a child or a friend or a spouse, you can hurt the Holy Spirit. It remains true that you can never lose Him or be abandoned by Him, but you can grieve Him and diminish the sense of His presence in your life. Today, I want us to hone in on the Spirit's emotions and how we can grieve Him. Knowing I can hurt Him and how I parent my children has only increased my desire to deal gently with my children. Okay, I just need to stop right there, because when I got to this part of the study, it really hit me that, oh wow, I can actually grieve the Holy Spirit because of how I'm parenting. Like, not only did I already feel, guilty about sometimes how I parent, how I lash out at my children, but now it takes it to a whole nother level to know that it actually hurts the Holy Spirit when I do those things. However, the same spirit that we can grieve is the same spirit that's going to help us, the same spirit that's going to change us so much in a way that we aren't acting negatively toward our children. We're not lashing out in anger and stuff because the Holy Spirit is going to change us so that we don't do those things. And that's just kind of mind-blowing. When someone is grieving, it means he or she is experiencing deep sorrow resulting from loss. But loss doesn't have to mean death. It can be the loss of a bond where deep affection and connection once existed. This is what Paul addressed when he wrote Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So how do we hurt the Holy Spirit? Paul answered this question in Ephesians 4:31. It says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice." So, bitterness, rage, anger, brawling or fighting, slander, slander means to talk about people and smear their name through the mud. And malice is like intentionally doing evil. So those are the things that grieve the Holy Spirit. So let's use this time to get really honest with the Holy Spirit. This exercise isn't about informing the Spirit where we struggle because he already knows. It's about coming clean with ourselves, which is the beginning of change. So, which of the behaviors in verse 31 hit home for you today? For me, personally, I would have to first say anger because I've always struggled with this. I can become very easily angered just at a drop of a hat, which the Holy Spirit has really worked in me. But this is something I've struggled with my whole life. And I mean, I could be going along in life fine, and just one little thing, one little instance, something somebody does or somebody says will just send me over the edge. But thankfully, the Holy Spirit is working that out in me. I have more joy. That just kind of overcomes that anger. But so this is what the author is writing here. But she says, "Bitterness and anger are two areas where I struggle. I didn't know how angry I could get until I became a mom." Ooh, ladies, can you relate? I can totally relate. She says, "I didn't know how hard it would be to respond gently when my children chose blatant disobedience." Is this resonating with you? I'm not who I was. But to say I never let my anger win or hold on to hard feelings for too long would be a lie. Y'all, I totally feel like I could have written this part of this Bible study because I can so just relate to this. The Holy Spirit sorrows over our sin. And in this case, we are talking about the ones we commit against each other, including our kids. There is an undeniable relational theme in the list Paul laid out in Ephesians 4:31. Acting out in anger or holding on to bitterness are the things we do because we feel like we have a right to, or because we just want to. When our kids are disobedient and disrespectful and drive us straight to the edge of crazy, we are inclined to react in ways that don't reflect the character of Christ. We are rebellious sinners parenting rebellious sinners. So, of course, it's going to be messy. Now, rebellious sinner isn't our identity, of course, but it's the reality of our fallen nature. And yet, somehow, if you're anything like me, you can get good and angry when parenting isn't going the way you want it to. But this is the truth that is changing me and making a difference in my parenting. When we grieve the Holy Spirit, our bond of unity and connection with Him is interrupted. He is that sensitive to our willful sin because he knows how our sins impact our relationship with God, bring sadness to our own souls, hurt our human relationships, and specifically in this context, damage the bond of affection we have with our children. The consequences of our sin run both vertical and horizontal. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to read that again. The consequences of our sin run both vertical, meaning our relationship with God, and horizontal, meaning our relationship with others around us. And like I said previously, like that is so crazy. Like I knew that how I responded to my children was affecting them, but I never thought about how it was affecting my relationship with God. And that makes it more real, more, how do I even put it into words? Makes me realize more and more how much I need to change. That really, really gets me when I think about how my negative parenting can actually affect my relationship with my God. We know the guilt and the shame that comes soon after we lose it with our kids. We know how painful the cleanup of harsh words and condescending tone can be. We know how awful it feels to sit in the aftermath of our anger and wish we could take back every unloving word spoken because of how deeply and completely we love our kids. What behaviors in your children or circumstances in your home most tempt you to respond in a way that grieves the spirit? Spend time with this because identifying triggers is instrumental to the change the spirit wants to bring. Now, for me, and I think for all parents, I think the triggers change as the children grow. You know, when my children were younger, what triggered me most was their tantrums and their whining. Now that they are getting older, they don't whine and throw tantrums like they used to. Now, what we struggle with is blatant disobedience, back talk, and attitude. And what I end up telling my children a lot of times is, either you adjust your attitude or I'm going to adjust it for you, right? That little sassiness, that little attitude that they start to get as they become a little older in the preteen season. So that's what I'm currently struggling with and what will trigger me to react. So if this is stirring up anything in your spirit, I'd encourage you to confess it, repent of it, and just quietly sit in the Lord's presence because he wants you to sense his love and forgiveness washing over you and cleansing you. There is so much forgiveness here. All right. So we know what not to do, but as the gospel always does, it never leaves us in the don't column. So then what are we to do if we don't want to grieve the spirit and hinder his work? So Paul goes on to give us the answer. All right. And we're going to read this answer in Ephesians 4:32. Just give me a second to get that pulled back up. It says here, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. So be kind, compassionate, and forgive one another. So those things seem easy enough, right? So think about this. Kindness and gentleness are a fruit of the Spirit. This means the Spirit manifests his character in us and through us. So the opposite of what grieves him is what he grows in our lives. We don't do this alone. We have the supernatural power within us to respond to our children in a way that pleases God. Ladies, let me tell you something. No matter how hard you try in your own power to parent with kindness and gentleness, you are not going to be able to do it because your flesh cannot manifest what the Spirit is supposed to produce in you. So you have to get with the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, I cannot do this alone. You have to come in. You have to change me. You have to help me. And that's what I'm currently doing. And y'all, I see such a change in my behavior and in my thoughts. And I don't even want to react. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's almost like I can't even react the way that I used to react because the Holy Spirit has changed me into a new person, right? We are being constantly transformed into the image of Christ when we allow the Holy Spirit to transform us. That's the kicker, you guys. That's the kicker right there. We have to actually invite the Holy Spirit in and allow him to change us. He's not going to automatically do it just because we're believers. Okay? So take this time to invite the Holy Spirit to work on specific things in your life. Forgive one another as quickly and thoroughly as God in Christ forgave you. What is most difficult for you about this instruction? I think for me, I can very easily forgive my children because they are my children. They're my babies. Now, forgiving other people sometimes it's not as easy, and that's something that have to work on. But forgiving my children is very easy. And you know what? Sometimes when I react in a way I don't need to react, I stop and I ask them for their forgiveness. And I apologize, which I think is really, really important that we do that we not just move on and forget it, and that we actually stop and ask our children for forgiveness, because if not, the root of bitterness may plant itself in their little hearts, and they may be more disobedient towards us or disrespectful towards us because they have that bitterness inside. So how does these things empower my parenting? One thing that helps me choose gentleness and tenderness when my flesh flares up is praying that the Holy Spirit would bring the gospel to remembrance. And so she has a few prayers for us to pray. So let's pray these together. Holy Spirit, when I want to get angry over my child's sin, help me remember how patient and slow to anger God is with me when I am disobedient. Holy Spirit, when I want to hold on to bitterness over my child's behavior, help me remember how much Jesus has forgiven and rescued me. Holy Spirit, when I want to respond to my child's rebellion with a harsh tone, help me remember how tender-hearted and kind God is with me, even on my worst day. The good news is that everything we need to respond in kindness to our children and to keep intimacy with the Holy Spirit is possible through His supernatural empowerment. We will see in the days ahead even more how He gives us the grace and power to choose grace-filled responses with our kids. I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to learning more and more about how the Spirit can help us parent well, so that at the end of the day, we are not hating ourselves because we feel like we're the worst parent in the world because of how we act or react, or how we don't do this, or we should have done things differently. That with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can actually change, and we can actually be the parents that we want to be. And that is so exciting. So thanks for being with us today. Just continue to keep listening in and on the Never Alone Parenting in the Power of the Holy Spirit Bible study. Thanks for listening to the Raising Tiny Disciples podcast. Keep tuning in each week to get encouragement to confidently disciple your kids in everyday life.